We are going to begin this evening, as we begin the second year together, by looking at parables throughout the course of the year. And I suppose I could have begun a sermon tonight about parables, but chose not to. We're going to dig right into a parable tonight,
and so it's always a good reminder to us to
wanted to say a couple of those whom we usually see sitting
probably make an entire lesson of them,
but parables are primarily earthly lessons that have spiritual meaning behind them.
It's good to see each one of you.
We usually think of Jesus and his parables, but there are other parables found throughout the Bible, and we'll examine some of those from time to time.
Would you like to open your Bibles with me to 2
Corinthians? Figures of speech, etc., that in some ways reflect parables. Somebody has said that a proverb is simply really condensed parable.
From
there may be a degree of truth to that.
Through verse 11.
But the other thing that we want to remember as we begin examining both the parable tonight and at other times is that as we look at a parable, there's usually only one or two major points within the parable.
Verse 11.
Now, we'll make application of other things in the parable, but the reality is they're never given with the idea of dissecting it and finding a spiritual meaning
of ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves.
And but our prayer will be that as we examine parables together, we'll find what those core
also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant.
I think another thing to remember is
but of the Spirit.
And this is true really when you're dealing with any languages. We have to understand that biblical truth is never established
upon. Glorious. So that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly at the face of Moses
may
because
help
of the glory
us in
of his standing of biblical truth.
Which glory was
but
passing
the parable
away,
in and of itself,
how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?
That everything else
for if the ministry of condemnation
and again,
had
true,
glory,
most figurative language,
the ministry of righteousness
we take the direct
exceeds much more
we take the approved apostolic
glory.
Examples. We take
or
the necessary
inferences,
and from those,
had no glory
we get the core of the truth of a particular
because
matter,
of the glory
and then there will be proverbs,
for
illustrations,
if what is passing
parables
was
that will
glorious,
support those doctrines.
What remains is
so
much
always keep
more
in mind that
glorious.
It has a very valuable
the first
Sunday of
the month
behind it. The parable
we've set it
does,
aside on Sunday mornings to talk about
to be the
some
anchor,
questions
the
that I'd received years ago
of any
wanting to know what does the Church of Christ believe
God's
about a number of
word
issues.
For us.
Most of
so
them,
let's open
your
our Bibles
be
together,
first principle
over to
questions.
Matthew, the 26th
and the,
or 25th
will
chapter.
Be the case this
and
morning.
As I said,
later
we're
they'll
not going to
begin
at the beginning of a particular
parable
or group of
parables. But what we always want to recognize and remember is
the middle of some parables, actually. The 25th chapter
the
has for us three parables here.
In one sense.
And we'll begin by reading it and then talk for just
anything.
A few minutes about the
it
things
isn't what
leading
the Church
up to
of Christ
this parable.
Teaches.
And then look
it's
at the parable
the Bible
itself.
Teaches.
We've come to know it as.
And the reason
and
that that's an
so,
important distinction
talent,
is that there are indeed religions under the umbrella of what the world would call Christianity
today,
that want to know what does that church
within
teach?
Scripture.
And there are some
they
within
intended to be the idea
the world's
of money.
Definition of Christianity.
We think of it as the idea
who
of
will say,
the ability that we have.
What
we're going to be looking at
fill in the blank church.
This is
what
it was
we
in its original
and
presentation by Jesus.
Teach it,
a reference to
that's what makes it correct.
Monies that were given out, and that
we know that that's not
they
important.
Were hearing and understanding when
it
they
is
heard
important,
the
and
parable
we desire
of the
as the
we
Highway 157
of,
Church,
the parable
we desire
of the gift
to be teaching what is in
have.
Harmony with
let's
the Bible.
Read together, I'm reading from the New King
and
James,
and I hope that we
can
always
follow
say
along in whatever translation
that that is
you
the
have,
truth.
As Jesus says,
but
beginning in verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven.
Is
like a man traveling to a far country,
ourselves.
Who called his own servants
now,
and delivered his
months,
goods to them.
Some of the things that we've looked
and
at
to one
the
he gave five talents,
had been
to another
presented
two,
were questions
and to
about
another
the Bible.
One.
And
to
within
each,
that, they had
his
asked,
own ability,
do you believe the Bible
and
is inerrant?
He went on
do you believe that it is inspired
then
by God?
He who'd,
do you believe
received
that it
five
contains
went
the only
and
true means of salvation?
And made
do you believe that it is the total
talents.
Revelation of God to man?
Likewise, He
we
who
answered
had
all
received
of those in the appropriate lesson.
Gained two more
they
also
had asked about
but
the Godhood.
But he who had received
or what
one
we might
went
call the Trinity.
And dug in
and
the
we
ground.
And we talked about the fact that while the word Trinity
his
is
Lord's
not found
money.
In the Bible, the concept
after
of the
a long
Father,
time,
or the concept
Lord
of the
those
Trinity
servants came
seen
and
in the
settled
Father,
accounts
Son,
with them.
Holy Spirit.
So he who had received
also
five
had
talents
about
came
the creation.
And brought five
we
other talents, saying,
that
Lord, you delivered
we believe
me five
that God
talents.
Created
look,
everything.
I have gained five
God
more talents
created it
besides
by the speaking
them.
Of the Word.
His
with
Lord
Jesus,
said to him, well done, good and
was,
faithful servant.
Bringing
you were
forth
faithful
the creation.
Over a few things,
and the
I
Spirit
will make
of
you ruler
God
over
was
many,
involved as well.
Many things.
So the
enter
Father,
into
Holy,
the, joy
the Father, the Son,
of
the Holy Spirit were at the creation of the world.
He also,
they asked
who
a
had
number
received
of questions
two talents
about
came
that
and
that
said, Lord,
with, and
you
the thing that we emphasized at that time,
look,
and I want to emphasize again and
two
again,
more talents
while there can be
them,
varying understandings about what the 7 days were,
well done, good and faithful servant.
We cannot, in any way,
over a few things,
yield
I will
to
make
the fact
you ruler
that we
over many
are created
things.
In
enter
the image of God.
The joy of your
we
Lord.
Did not crawl out of
then
some
he who
primeval
received the one talent.
And eventually
and said,
evolved to where
Lord,
we are
I
the
knew
human
that
beings
you,
we are today.
I knew you to be a
we were
hard
created
man,
as
where
man
you had
and
not
woman,
sown, gathering
in the
where
of God.
You had not scattered
and that's
seed.
The most important thing
and
to take
I was afraid,
out of Genesis 1
and, when,
and Genesis 2.
And hid your
as
talent
far as
in the
concerned.
Ground. Look,
we also talked
there you
about
have what
the
is
importance
yours.
Of mankind. Who
but
we
Lord
are as human beings, and the
him,
fact that indeed
you
we were created
servant.
Without sin.
You knew that
we
I
were,
reap
as
where
I said
I had
a moment ago, created
where
in
I have
the
not
image
scattered
of
seed.
God. And
so
we
you ought to have deposited my money with
be
the bankers,
servants of God.
And at my coming,
another point
I would
was
have received
that,
back
and we'll deal with this in greater detail
with
in the months ahead. The fact that Jesus died for
take
our
the talent
sins
from
as human beings.
And give it to
Hebrew
him
writer
who
makes
has
the point,
ten talents.
Christ didn't come in the form
for
of angels.
Everyone who has more will be
men.
Given.
A man.
And he who
therefore,
has
while angels once they sin will
but
always
him who
be condemned to damnation.
Does not have,
we,
even
if we
what
sin,
he has,
still have
will
hope
be taken away
because of Jesus
and
Christ.
Cast the unprofitable
well, this morning we're going to continue this by looking at the law of Moses.
Where there will
some
be
good
wailing
questions about the law
of
Moses
of
and what we thought the scriptures
so
would
the
teach,
talents,
or what parable of the talents,
what they thought the church
is presented before
at
us at
Avenue
this time.
In Kokomo, Indiana, I believe.
As we begin to
but
think about this, we want to recognize, first of all, that we're dealing with the relationship
of Moses.
Of God.
One of the things that we have
to
find important
today,
in answering this question,
and while the original intent of the word had to do with
law given,
money,
and again, remember,
we're
these
going to be looking at it from the idea of
gifts,
the
but I want to
just
take
a
moment
in this
to reflect
of
upon the money
almost
aspect.
70 questions.
Because
so
it whom
is
it given?
It's important for us to recognize.
I noticed in a reading
God
in the
has given us varying
in the
degrees
guide
of
this
wealth,
past week.
Financial wealth.
A gentleman that writes,
and as there is accountability with the gifts,
there most of the time,
so
in,
there is accountability
in,
with the wealth
in
that we
error.
Have. We need to keep that in mind.
Implied
especially
error
we in a prosperous
this
society,
week,
such
he was
as
a little more
this.
Vague. But he seemed
to
be laying the groundwork
for the idea of
those
the law
blessings God
still
has given
being given
us
today.
God's glory and to God's benefit.
We can understand and answer
but
this question.
But as we begin with this matter
God's
of talents,
as we'll be looking
to
at
whom
it,
the law was given,
in relation to the
we'll
idea
to
of
Exodus,
the
gifts,
there in the 19th chapter,
we do
reading
from the New King James,
that all
the first eight verses say this,
God.
On the third month,
begin at
after
that
the
point,
children of Israel had
everything.
Gone out of the land of Egypt, we notice in 1 Corinthians,
the
sixth chapter,
they came to
the
wilderness of Sinai.
We look at verses 19 and 20.
Where they had departed
or
from Ramatha
know that your body
and come to the wilderness
the
of Sinai and
of the Holy
camped
Spirit.
In the wilderness.
Who
so
is
Israel
you,
came
whom
there
you have
before
from
the
God,
mountain.
And you are not
and
true.
And Moses went up
for
to
you
God and the Lord called
therefore
from the mountain saying, God in your body
shall say to the house
in your spirit,
of Jacob.
Which
and
are
tell the
God.
Children of Israel,
you have
the
seen
what
Paul
I did
to the Egyptians.
It quite clear that what
and how
I
we
bore
had.
You on
we
eagle's
need to have
wings
the attitude
and brought
that this
you
is God.
To myself.
He's given
now
it to
therefore,
us.
It's if
any of you will indeed obey my voice
and
keep
sense
my covenant,
of our own personal
then
possession
you will
of
be
it,
a special treasure to me.
Abilities
above
that
all
give us
people.
These things to
for
create
all
a
the earth is mine, and you shall be to me. A
the Apostle Paul in the Roman letter also makes the
and
point
a holy
in chapter
nation.
6, verses 16 through 18,
do you not know
that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey,
of
you are that
Israel.
One slave to whom you obey.
So Moses came,
whether of sin
and
leading to death or of obedience
of people,
leading to righteousness,
and laid before them all the words which the Lord commanded.
Be thanked that though you were
then
slaves
all the people
of sin,
answered together and said,
yet you have obeyed
that
from
the Lord
heart,
has
that
spoken,
form of doctrine
we will
to which you were
do.
Delivered.
So
and
Moses
been set
brought
free
back the words
from the
from
of
sin,
the people,
you became
the Lord.
Slaves.
What we
of
find in this particular passage is
again,
quite simply
it is
the fact
idea
that
it was written
as children
to Israel,
of Israel.
We
it was
belong to the people
to
of the lineage.
We must
of David,
view ourselves
of,
in that light.
Of Abraham.
We must think
and
of
was
it
given
from that
to them and
each and every day.
Them.
That's not
only.
Always easy to do.
Sometimes
so it's not
we take
a difficult
for granted
question.
Our relationship.
It's not complicated.
And sometimes we
the
get forgetful about
the law of Moses was the law
even as we begin
from
to study
God
this parable,
through
we
Moses
want to remember that relationship
to
that we have with God.
The nation of Israel.
And because of the
a
fact that all belongs to God,
with a lineage that had come
we recognize that we've been entrusted
Israel,
with responsibilities.
And Abraham.
You might want to use the word responsibilities
instead of gifts.
That takes
away the question of whether or not the law
of
Moses
of lesson tonight,
is
that's fine.
Something that we are responsible that we've been for obedience to and
things.
Adherence to.
Now, I'm going to present a passage
another
in 1 Corinthians,
aspect
the 12th chapter,
that they ask what
that
regarding
as we look
the setting
at this,
aside,
we're dealing primarily
with the
spiritual
of
gifts.
Christ.
But even within
the
spiritual
Bible
gifts,
that,
there were
that
some
law
aspects
of Moses
that carried
at some point was going to come to an end.
Spiritual gifts time.
The answer is yes.
By
and
that,
that
I'm not suggesting
came,
that the miraculous
the
death of
Christ
those gifts carried
at the cross.
And
we can go to a number
today,
of passages in the New Testament,
and it just so happens
had
that
a very
two passages
spiritual,
share
they were
a chapter given miraculously,
verse, so it makes it easy
there
to remember.
Are some that we can
Ephesians,
acquire today,
the second chapter,
without
there
miraculous,
in verses, well, actually,
without a miraculous
15
gift.
And 16,
but it
also
still
in
needs
14
to be
we could have picked up, having
that
abolished
have responsibility
in his flesh
gifts.
The enmity,
the passages in
that
First
is
Corinthians
the law
chapter.
Of commandments
well,
contained in ordinances.
Verse
so as to create
seven,
in himself one new man
7,
from the two,
obviously,
thus
but
making
he says,
peace,
there are
that he might,
of gifts
that he
the
might
same
reconcile
spirit.
Them.
Then he goes
both
on to say,
God,
but the manifestation of the
body,
Spirit is given
through
to
the cross,
each one,
therefore,
for the
putting
profit
to death
of all
the enmity.
So whatever the
and
responsibilities you,
all, the second
you
chapter,
have, whatever the gifts
or
you have.
You
having
need to remember,
out
the
need to remember
that
those
responsibilities
that was
those
against
gifts
us, which
that
was
I
contrary
have,
to us,
are for the benefit of others.
And
they
he
are not
taken
to bring
it
accolades
out of the way
upon myself.
They're not for you to bring
it
to the cross
upon yourself.
These passages
but rather
make it
to
quite
take
clear
on the responsibilities
that at the death
of those
of
gifts,
Christ,
and what you can do and what I can do
about
with those things.
Something changed
Peter, the fourth chapter,
about the
verse
commandments
says,
God had given to Moses.
For each one has received a gift, ministered
no doubt
it,
that at
it,
that
to
moment
another,
it wasn't clearly
as good
understood.
Stewards of the manifold
no
grace
doubt,
of God.
At that moment,
so we have to take those.
The people
gifts,
were not able to say,
recognizing
this
that we
is something
to
new,
God,
even though
they're from
even
God,
those who were His
we
disciples
to consider
did not see initially the significance of what was taking place. But Paul was able to write years later.
You still have your Bible,
the truth of what occurred.
Let's talk
at
for a few moments.
And then the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews,
the text that
the
10th is given
chapter,
here is a discourse
in verses 9
from
and 10.
Jesus,
as then
His ministry
said,
is coming to an end.
Behold. I have come
he has proclaimed
to do
the woes about
your
what is
will,
going to happen
God,
to Jerusalem.
He takes away
and
the
all
first
that is going to go wrong with them and
may establish
the destruction
the
that
second.
Is ahead. He has given
by
them instructions
that will, we
about
have been
being
sanctified
and watchful
through the offering
in the parable
of the body
just before the one that we're dealing
Jesus
with
Christ
tonight.
Once
he is giving
for
the instructions
all.
After this. In the parable
in all
comes
of that
comes next,
what we've come to
as
know
he warns
is
about
that
the
not
coming
only
judgment
are the Jews
and
held accountable before God, but because that
the
law
eternal
was taken away and
that
something new
each
was brought
and every
in,
one of us.
Gentiles are going to be held accountable
that as
for
we
the
examine
will
this
of God
parable,
in that same
we
sense
also see
that
the Jews once
had been held accountable.
Such.
One
and what
is
we know
the
from
man
Paul's
that is about
to
travel in Romans,
on
the seventh chapter,
and
the seventh verse,
that is
he says,
Jesus.
What shall we say then?
Is, about
is
to
the law sin?
Certainly
not.
One day
on
he'll
contrary,
return from
I would
the
not have
journey,
known sin except
and
through
the servants
law.
In this parable are aware
for
of
for I would
them.
Not have known covetous,
we know
covetousness
says that he
unless
goes
the law
to prepare
said,
a place
you
in John
shall
14,
not covet.
And that he'll come again. So in all of these things, then we understand quite clearly that it was the depth of this parable that was going to set aside.
There are going to be times that servants are going to refer in some parables. They're going to refer to some who aren't children of God and who are children of God.
We'll find
the text of those particular parables will help us understand which is which.
We're not the people of Israel today.
So it also shows us, that is the old law,
it shows us Christ's coming.
We may call them
the
gifts.
The law of Moses and those who understood the law of the prophets should not have been surprised when Christ came, fulfilling prophecy after prophecy. And if any of those who were true students of the law, if they had been paying attention, they could have taken a checklist and they could have checked off every prophecy they knew about Messiah
what each talent
was being
fulfilled in relation to ounces of silver and what the value might have been at any particular time.
That those who knew the law
over the years, over the centuries,
people have tried to put a value to it.
I'll simply say this.
Able to take
it was a sizable amount of money.
Even the one talent man
was given a sizable portion
for them
of
to
money to put to work.
They didn't need to reject Christ
that was
as the Messiah, as the one they were looking for.
And what they found was the two
of
the servants
of the coming
did
just
consider what Paul writes to the Galatians.
The one
in the
with
third
the five
chapter,
talents, he put it to work, 24.
And he
doubled
the law.
The one with the two talents put it to work.
And he doubled it.
To bring us to Christ.
I must be honest
that we
with
might
you,
be justified
as a child
by
growing
faith.
Up and listening to
the law
tell
was
the story.
Teaching them to
my
look for the Christ,
times,
the Messiah, the anointed
think
one.
The one talent man
in Romans
the
15th chapter in verse 4,
he didn't put anything
Paul
at
says,
risk.
For whatever things were
he
written before were written
he put it in there
for our
come
learning.
Up.
And
that
I can
we,
remember
patience and
early
comfort
in my
of the
childhood
scripture,
hearing the sermon,
have hope.
Not realizing
so from
what was
these passages,
to the one
again,
guy,
we are reminded
when they got to that
the
point,
law
thought,
of Moses,
the
had
one talent
purpose.
Guy, is the one that's going to be told, good job.
It was given to the nation of Israel.
What we
and
see from
the parable here very
else.
Clearly is
it,
it
was never given
the right
to the Gentiles
to have done.
It was never given to
because
any
what
other
he
nation
did was failed.
Among
to use
whom the Gentiles
the abilities,
wandered.
The talent that had been given to him.
It was never required
he failed
of
his
any other
master.
People.
He failed
and
in what
it
he
came
could have accomplished
to an end with the death
and there was much
of Christ
that he could
on
have
cross.
Accomplished.
Even if
and
he had taken the one talent,
the Jews should have seen
the master
it.
Says, put it to use
in
at least gain
of Christ,
because the prophets
which suggested
had talked
it
about
would have
it.
Been doubling it.
And had forecast it, had
the master
said
would
that
have
it was going
with that.
To happen.
But if he had followed
so
what the other two servants had done, if he had taken
blind
the one
foolishness
talent
for
and put it to use to at least come back on the notion
talents,
that somehow
he'd have been
we
doing
are required
about
to
it.
Keep the old law as well
the
as the new law
condemns him.
There are some who would
behavior.
Suggest, well, no,
for his
we're just required
to
keep the Ten Commandments of the old law.
He should have been using that talent
and the new law
that was given.
Now there's
the
nothing
ceremonial
in the
laws they would
that
say
done away with.
That
this
the five
is just
talent
an aside,
man, four,
by the way,
four talent
to
man,
the lesson.
Or the one talent
but
man.
But remember in our initial reading in 2 Corinthians
to be
individuals in the third chapter there, it can be no clearer
be of
than the fact that he talked
than
about
anyone else.
The law that was written and engraved in stone.
The five talent man didn't think so.
What was the Ten
Since
Commandments
the
engraved in
I'll
stone?
To say, the two-talent man
What's
didn't
talked
think
about
so?
As being glorious and
Nor
more
the
glorious.
Man.
The stone and the law
Reality
of the Spirit that came later.
That they
so as you read 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, unless you have such a preconceived bias as to block out the truth of the passage, 2 Corinthians, the third chapter in its entirety, should make clear to any
the reckoning is presented
Seventh-day
as the master returns.
Just as the scriptures tell us
that Jesus
is going to come in the blink of an eye.
Law for man today.
So that whether we
pass
from this earth and are raised with him
on the
final day, or if we're alive with the Lord,
this matter of the Messiah, we're just going to look at a few points.
And that's all they ask at that point in their questions. There are
going to
be many more questions to deal with.
The master
Christ
of the
and
house
his life,
is going to do the same thing.
But they ask
he
about the Messiah. What does the Bible
given.
Teach about the Messiah?
He blesses the two.
One of the things
that
we're told
the
is
work.
That the Messiah came in
and he gives
the flesh.
A to the
you
one.
Just can't get any clearer.
than John, the first chapter.
That he had been given.
There he says,
he was cast
and the Word became flesh
throughout
and
the
parables.
We find that the
and
idea of
beheld
darkness
his glory
is very clearly associated with eternal damnation.
Of the only begotten,
and so that man,
the only begotten
who had
the Father,
been given the talent,
full of grace,
and yet
and
did
truth.
Nothing with it, is going to
there
be cast in outer darkness.
You can even go back to the first three verses.
We've mentioned from time to time about
it
in the next parable.
And see again the fact
that
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Damnation did so.
The Word became flesh.
Because of failures
to
serve
others.
The answer to the question in this case is very simple, and that is
not
yes,
because
indeed,
of
the Messiah became
violating
flesh in the
any
form of
the great commands
the
given
man
in places like
Jesus.
Romans or
the next thing they wondered about was whether or not we believed in the virgin birth.
Galatians,
what does the Bible say?
Not because
what the church teaches.
Committed
what does the Bible say about the virgin birth?
Failings.
Well, the Bible says this
in
Matthew, the first chapter. As
it's
we read
not
a few
that the man
verses,
took that one talent,
one, verse 20,
and destroyed
and reading
it, wasted it
for
away.
While he, this is
he
a reference now to Joseph.
With it.
And the angel that comes to Joseph,
so we need to be
recognizing
these
that,
things.
You've got a couple
behold,
of parables
an angel
already
of the Lord, and by the way,
that have shown
these
that
things
you
were
take the, attitude,
the realization that his betrothed
as long as I don't commit
was
the big
with
sins,
child.
I'm okay.
While he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph,
of
son of David,
as we
do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife.
Taking the gifts God gives us of
the Holy Spirit.
Have some abilities.
And she will bring forth a son. And you will call
God
his
has given
name
us
Jesus.
The ability to do
for
things.
He will save his
I will
people
tell you that I have
from their
seen
sins.
In the time we've been together. I've seen
so
in
all these things, all
who
this
have absolutely
done,
no ability in any public fashion
which
to
was
do anything.
Prophesied or spoken by the
and
Lord through the prophet, saying,
I've
behold,
seen individuals who make it a point to go around
shall be
and
with
shake
child
the hand
and
say
bear
hello,
a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
The they get here,
which is
I
translated
encouraging.
God with
and
us.
And I appreciate that.
And
so
I think
indeed,
they are doing
Jesus,
what they can do.
The Messiah was born of a virgin.
The person that has the ability
and he was
to
born
teach
without
needs to be taking the opportunities to teach.
And he remains.
The person that has the ability
all
to be that Barnabas,
earth,
that son of encouragement, needs to be that person of encouragement.
We find over in 1 Peter, the
so
first
we all
chapter
have some ability.
Verse 19.
What again?
But
we don't. What we notice is
Christ,
there's never in this parable or anywhere in Scripture that gives us the right
and without
to compare
spot
ourselves with others and their
the
abilities.
Passage, and we'll get into it in more detail in
because
another
frankly,
another lesson.
God doesn't
talks
care
about the sacrifice of Christ.
God doesn't care
in the second
if
chapter
I could
of the
say,
same book.
There and
verses
I could.
21
there
and 22.
Are other speakers here than myself.
There, Peter writes.
So.
For to
I
this you
that
were called, because Christ also
God
was saying, suffered for us,
I don't care about that,
leaving
Joe,
us an example
the word. If not
that
here,
you
somewhere
should follow
else
his steps.
So each and every one
who
of us, as we examine what our abilities
no
are,
no sin,
do not compare them, nor
with the abilities
was
of the person behind you, in front of you, or to the right or left of you.
It doesn't.
That makes
count
it abundantly clear to us that Jesus
is what
was
I do with the
born without
God
sin.
Me.
He was raised without committing sin. He did
that's
his ministry without
do
sinning.
There in Romans
and he
again,
died
the 12th
without
chapter,
sin.
Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace
that,
that is
given
to
in the
us,
questionnaire,
let us use
did
them.
Jesus perform
now, here
miracles
again, I recognize, as with 1 Corinthians
quite
12,
frankly,
we talked
some of
their primarily
questions
about
the
idea
quite
of
sure
those miraculous
why they would
gifts
ask them, but they did.
If
and
prophecy,
I you,
let us prophesy
I
in proportion
may have said it before
to our faith. But the point
as
that we're
I
taking
at all
here is,
of the couple of pages of all the questions, the quiet, frankly,
that
they were
me
rather impressive in
both
the
First Corinthians 12 and
making here in Romans 12.
Some
that
of the
tells
questions
me that
they,
we've
it
seen
was very possible
see
that in the first century,
really got
somebody
into
may
some
have been given one of the spiritual
about
gifts that
what
they
the
were doing nothing
teach
with
on various things. But with regard,
now you and I would probably
performing of miracles. This
again
say,
is a very simple question
to
answer, and that is simply going to John,
if Eric
the 20th
were given the gift
chapter. Now I grant you, we could have gone to a number of examples where Jesus brings Lazarus from the grave, when he
maybe
brings
he
the man who is
tongue
lame with palsy and tells him to rise and walk, when he takes the man who has the
if
blindness
had been given the gift
from
of
birth
faith
there in John 9
with her
and
faith
tells him to get up and go.
But notice what it said in John 20, verses 30 and 31. She would have been doing that in the first century church. She would have been along with others, given that gift of faith that we could have kind of latched onto that faith with her.
Which are not written in this book.
Well, the warning seems to be that
these are written that you may believe
that
Jesus is the Christ.
There's Eric not doing the gift of tongues.
In other words, that Jesus is Messiah.
Doing the gift of
that he is Emmanuel.
That's the warning.
That he is God with us.
It can happen, if it could happen, if they needed warning.
The Son of God.
Let me get this right here, Eric.
But believing,
if they needed to be warned,
to put through his
their
name.
Gifts to work, you and I,
is being
who have
said
not received them
miraculously,
John, the 20th chapter,
we need the warning
this.
As well.
And again,
everything
we go back to,
I need to
what
know
we had mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12,
about
4,
what God wants me to do.
Diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
To have a spiritual
so
relationship with
the
Him,
lesson. Another
both
thing we
here
can take
and
from the
in eternity,
is,
can be found in the Bible.
What we have.
It can
what
be
we
found
have as children of God
from Genesis 1, to
God
the end of Revelation,
the, gifts,
the message of the coming of the Messiah is presented,
gifts
is shown
fullest.
To take place, and is fulfilled.
Maybe you don't
and
have the ability to sing
Jesus
as others.
Christ
maybe you don't have the ability
as
to
the
speak
Messiah
as others. Maybe you don't have
us.
The ability to have a one-on-one personal
Jesus,
relationship of teaching
of
with others.
Mary,
but what you have,
sin
use it and use it to
and
your fullest.
Miracle.
That's what the
so
Bible
I
says.
The example,
about
and I'm not going to name anybody,
and so
I don't want to embarrass them. But again,
we've examined a number of areas
with
that
the
tell
fact
us
that there are people
important
that while there
things
are
to know about
things
the Bible.
They're not involved in. They are encouragers.
I told
here.
You first,
and I say
Sunday
thank
that I
God
this
for
series.
You. We never
I'm
heard
glad
anything
that you're
back
part
from
of
that
our
group.
Congregation.
I don't know where they ended up going.
We all need to be using
but
the
I think
that
God
the questions are an excellent launching point
over in 2 Corinthians 8,
to refresh our minds.
On what God wants us to be
for,
doing
for
in our lives.
For if there is first a willing mind.
And of course, we'll close
now,
by making the same comment that we did
here.
At the beginning.
This
it doesn't matter what
about
the Highway 157
the,
Church
the
of Christ
over in,
teaches
Judea,
in one sense.
Getting the collection together. But notice, if there is first a willing mind,
it
is
it
accepted according
what the Bible
to what
teaches.
One has, and not according to what he does not
it
have.
It does matter.
If God
that the
sets
Highway
forth the principle
Church of
that
Christ
my giving
desires to be
is
followers
not based
of what the Bible
on what
teaches.
I don't have. And I don't care if I just
pulled
a double
negative
of
you followed it. Over in 1 John,
my giving's not
the first
based on that by God. That text
John
tells
says,
me so.
If you walk,
my
if we walk
giving
in the light as he
is
in
based
the light,
on what
we have
I've
fellowship
got.
With one another.
So
and the blood
I don't
of
get
Jesus
to sit
Christ,
back and say,
son,
well, because I don't have what another has,
sin.
I'll do nothing with my giving.
We're in darkness when we
I
reach an age of accountability.
I won't give it because I don't have as much as another
that
has.
Leads us into
and the
that
same
darkness.
Is true with regard to our
we can come out
gifts,
of that darkness
our talent,
by
our
coming
ability.
To Jesus. Understanding Him to be
don't
the Son
to sit
of God,
back and do nothing
turning
for the Lord,
away from following Satan,
nothing for the kingdom,
confess Him to be
you
the
don't
Son
have
of God.
The talent
and die with him
in baptism.
In
somebody else
if you've not yet done that and understand the significance,
we don't get
understand
do
the responsibility, we would pray that you'd take advantage
over
this
in Galatians,
day.
The sixth chapter.
And have
verses
your sins washed away.
7 and 8.
Do not be
if you're
deceived.
A child of God,
God
that
desires
is not
that we pray with you about
for
something
whatever
that
man sows,
may be troubling
that will
your
also
heart.
Reap.
It may
for
be
he
some
who
sin that you committed that you feel that
will
the congregation
of the flesh reap
corruption,
needs to know
but he who
of your repentant spirit
and you would
will
choose
the spirit
this method to let us know
reap everlasting life.
Then this is an opportunity.
That's all God
everybody
asks
here
of us.
Loves and cares
that's
about
all the
one
parable
another
is asking of us tonight.
And wants to pray with and for
use
each other.
What you've got.
If you have a need to respond, we invite you to have a seat here at the front.
Because you see,
we stand together
going to
as we sing.
There's going to be a day of account.
Over in Romans, the 14th chapter, verses 10 through 12, it says, "But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God." Thank God that you don't have to give account of Joe Shane on the day of judgment. Thank God that you don't have to give account of Charles on the day of judgment. Or Benny. I won't keep naming names. You
You've got to give account of yourself. You've got to give account of yourself. And let me just reverse it. Sometimes it's easy for us to think, I wish on the day of judgment I were so and so, and I got to give account under their name. There were preachers I knew growing up as a child. I thought, man, they've got it made going to heaven. It's slick sailing for them. Now, I don't know if it was or will be. Time will tell. But I can tell you this. As a gospel preacher, I don't think I've got a slick road to heaven. I've got to recognize, and I know that I have to give account of myself. We each have to. Paul tells Titus in Titus 3, 5 through 7, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That's what's before us. That's the responsibility that we have. And those are the things that I want to take from the parable tonight. As I said, I think the parables usually have one or two points to be made, and I hope we'll make them hard, and I hope we'll get the right things out of them. And I hope we'll make application in our lives. So I guess tonight, finally, the only thing we would ask is, what are we doing with our talents? And it's only a question that you can answer. I will grant you that it might be that some of us may be able to look at others and say, you seem to have more talent than you're putting to use, and to do so in an encouraging way rather than an accusatory way. But ultimately, it's up to each one of us to decide what we're going to do with the talents that God has blessed us with. As we close each of our services, we're reminded of what John says in 1 John, there in the first chapter, verse 7. He says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Are you walking in the light? Or are you still in darkness? As we have on the screen, in various forms at various times, the plan of salvation is presented. If you've not fulfilled that, if you have not yet recognized Christ to be the Son of God and turned from that life with Satan and confessed Christ as the Son of God, you need to do so this night. Or if you're a child of God that desires our prayers about some matter, then by all means, let us pray with you. But if you have a need to respond to the invitation, we invite you to have a seat here at the front as we stand together and as we sing.